Yes, this is a fantastic passage from Psalm. We're looking at Psalm 117. So if you can read, it's on page 616. And even if you can't read, perhaps you might want to nudge your mum and dad and see if they'll follow along with you, because it's fantastic. Psalm 117, page 616 in the church Bibles. A couple of verses, but these are stonkers. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you peoples. For great is his love towards us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord! This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Woods, you could come and sit on the edge of the stage if you want to. Come and sit somewhere near the front. And I hope that you brought a packed lunch with you to church today, because we are going to look at the whole of this psalm. Yeah, that's right. Every single verse we're going to look at. Actually, don't worry, because it's only got two verses in it. It is the shortest chapter, actually, in the whole Bible. But we still need God's help to look at it. So let's pray as we look at it together. Let's pray. Father, please would Psalm 117 be a light to our feet and a lamp to our path this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, all of us praise things. Everyone here, in fact, everyone in the world, thinks and then says that some things are great. It's as if all of us have got a giant finger, that we point at some things or some people and we say, that's great. They are great. I've got some pictures. And I wonder if you can tell me what or who these people are thinking and then saying is great. What they are praising. Okay, here's the first one. What's this person praising? What are they praising? Their food, they're praising their burger, and I think with good reason as well. Okay, who are these football fans praising? What team are they praising? Any ideas? Tom? That is Arsenal. We're not quite sure why. Okay, who is this big crowd praising? Any idea who might be in the carriage? What do you think? The Queen, it's the Queen. That's right. They're praising the Queen. Okay, who are these people praising? They're holding something up saying, this is great. What is it? Harry Potter. That's what they're praising. What about these people? What do you think they're saying is great or grand? What do you think? Somewhere in America, in Arizona. Tom? The Grand Canyon, they are saying, is great. See, we might all praise different things, but all of us praise something or someone. Well, this psalm, Psalm 117, tells us that everyone, everywhere, should praise God. Everyone, everywhere, should praise God. Can you do those actions with me? Everyone, everywhere, should praise God. That's what verse 1 says. Have a look. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you peoples. God, the God of the Bible, the Lord, wants us to point to him and say, he is great. It's not because he needs to receive our praise. It's not we won't find him crying in a corner because we don't give him enough attention. It's actually because we need to give praise. It's good for us. Let's get Tim back up. Where's Tim gone? Where has Tim gone? Here he is. Tim, will you tell us what you were doing last week?
Just last week, we as a family with Abby and Mia spent some days at the seaside.
Wow. Yeah. What? Tell us about that.
The seaside was fantastic. We love the wind in our hair. We love watching the powerful waves. We love looking at how big the sea is and thinking, golly, God is even bigger than the sea. We get to go swimming in the sea, and we found an Italian ice cream shop, which served the best ice cream of the seaside I've had for a long time. It was wonderful.
That sounds brilliant. Tim, thank you. Grab a seat. Now, guys, can any of you tell me, what did Tim enjoy last week? What did Tim enjoy? Katie, what did he enjoy? The seaside. And so what did he want to do today? What did he want to do? He wanted to praise it and tell us how great it was. And here's another question. Do you think it made him sad or unhappy to praise it today? Do you think he was sad or unhappy when he praised it? What do you think? No. You see, when we enjoy something, not only is it natural to praise it, actually we enjoy praising it. So think about the last time that you had a really good meal at Nando's or Pizza Hut. Or about the last time you saw a really good film or cartoon. We want to praise it, don't we? And we enjoy telling other people just how good it was. A guy called C.S. Lewis, the guy who wrote the Narnia books, put it like this. He said, "The praise not merely expresses, but completes the enjoyment." And it's the same with praising God, except even more with praising him, because it's the very thing that we were made to do. Some Christians a long time ago put it like this. They said, "The chief end of man, the very reason that humans were made, is to glorify God and enjoy him forever." And actually, you can't separate out those two things, because when we enjoy God, we glorify him. We praise him. We say, he's great. And by glorifying him, by praising him, actually it gives us joy. And who should praise him? Well, who should praise him? Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you peoples. Everyone, everywhere should praise God. Okay, who can tell me, who is this an impression of? Who's this an impression of? If I'd run very quickly first, it might be a better impression. Tom. Usain Bolt, that's right. And can anyone tell me, where does Usain Bolt come from? What country does he come from? Anyone know? Any of the grown-ups know? It's from Jamaica. It's from Jamaica. Now, one of the amazing things, though, about Usain Bolt is that it wasn't just people from Jamaica who cheered him on. It wasn't even just people who liked athletics who thought that Usain Bolt was great. It seems to me like everyone, everywhere, thinks that Usain Bolt is brilliant. But how much more should that be the case with God? With the God who made everything and everyone everywhere. You see, praising God is not just for people in Britain. Where's Britain? Here it is. Praising God is for all nations all around the world. And it's not just for people who look a little bit like us. It's for all peoples. It's not even just for people who are in church today. It's for everyone around the world. See, everyone, can you do this with me? Everyone, everywhere, should praise God. And so I guess the question for us is, if I get this the right way up, do we want this? Do we want this? Do we want all of Park Street School, all of Marlborough School, to praise God? Do we want all of Frogmore, all of St. Albans, to praise God? Do we want it for ourselves? Which begs the question, actually, are we enjoying God ourselves? Because we'll only praise what we enjoy. And we'll only want others to praise what we already enjoy ourselves. We're going to think more in just a moment why we should praise God, what there is to enjoy. But first, we are going to sing again. Well, stay here. You can stay at the front. If you're at the front, that's great. Or stay near the front. Normally, when we praise something, when we say that something is great and point to it and say, that's great, normally, we have a reason for doing that. So back to these pictures. I wonder, who can tell me the reason these people are praising these things? Why is the little girl praising her burger? What do you think? It looks good. And it's massive, isn't it? How many burgers are in that? Quite a lot. Why are the Arsenal fans praising their team? It's one of life's great unanswered questions, isn't it? Maybe they've managed to pass it once between themselves. Who knows? Okay, next one. Why are the big crowd praising the Queen? Why do you think? Why do you think? How does anyone know how long the Queen has been the Queen? How long, Matthew? Oh, yeah, over 60 years. That's a long time. This was one of the celebrations when she had celebrated for a long time. Why are the people praising Harry Potter? What do you think? Any thoughts? What do you think, Katie? Because they like it. They think it's a great book. What about the Grand Canyon? Why are the people saying the Grand Canyon is brilliant? What do you think? Do you think it's because it's really big and majestic and they think it looks amazing? Well, why should we praise God? Why should everyone, everywhere, praise God? Well, verse 2 of Psalm 117 tells us, it gives us two reasons. It says, for great is his love towards us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Everyone, everywhere should praise God because of his lavish love and his permanent promises. Can you do those actions with me? Because of his lavish love and his permanent promises. Great is his love, this psalm says. That word great is used lots and lots in the story of Noah's ark. But it doesn't describe how big the ark is. It actually describes the floodwaters that covered the whole earth. See, this psalm is saying that's what God's love is like. It is like an enormous flood. In fact, it is so big, so lavish, that it can even overcome our lack of love. The fact that by nature we don't love God or praise him, but we turn away from him. In fact, God's love is so lavish that it can change us so that we love him. You see, this doesn't tell us that God loves us because we praise him. No, instead, we're to praise him, we're to love him, because he first loved us. This is great, undeserved, lavish love and permanent promises. Now, I don't know about you, but when I'm doing my cutting and sticking, I often struggle to find the end of the sellotape. Anyone else have that problem? Do you think anyone, could anyone find the end of the sellotape for me? Matthew, do you think you could find the end of the sellotape for me there? Oh, you got it. Brilliant. Very well done. Well done. It did have an end, this sellotape. And do you know what? That is what human promises are like. There is an end. Even if they seem to go on for a long time, there is an end to them. But God's promises are more like this ring. Can anyone come and try and find the end of this for me? Do you want to have a look? Can you find the end? No. See, this doesn't have an end. There isn't one. And that's what God's promises are like. You see, when God promises something, when God says something, he keeps it forever and ever and ever. It means that we can totally trust him. And it means, can we do this all together? It means that everyone, everywhere, should praise God because of his lavish love and his permanent promises. Permanent, that's to remind you of the ring. Permanent promises. But amazingly, we know even more than the person who wrote this psalm. Because someone very famous sang this psalm on the night before he died. Can anyone guess who that might have been? Anyone guess? Matthew, who do you think? It wasn't King David. Not before he died. Anyone else? Anyone even more famous than King David? This is normally the right answer. Well, I'll tell you. Because, yeah, Kate, did you know? And not Abraham. I will tell you, because after the Last Supper, before Jesus and his disciples went out to the Garden of Gethsemane, Matthew's Gospel tells us that they sang a hymn. But that hymn wasn't Amazing Grace. It wasn't even More Than Just a Good Man. It seems really likely that that hymn at least included Psalm 117. You see, it is as we look at Jesus and as we look at his death that we see most clearly his lavish love and his permanent promises. You see, it's in sending Jesus to take the punishment that his people deserve that we see most clearly God keeping his promises and showing just how much he loves us. So can we do this all together? Everyone, everywhere, should praise God because of his lavish love and his permanent promises in Jesus. This is a cross for Jesus. In Jesus. So, if we want to praise God more and enjoy him more, it means we need to get to know Jesus better. We need to learn more about his love and his promises. So let me ask, how are we planning to do that as another September approaches? It's a good thing to think about over bank holiday weekend, isn't it? Are you able to come every week to Hotshots, even if there are other fun things to do? Might you be regular on a Sunday morning as we look at Luke's Gospel together? Might you even commit to learning one of God's promises each week? I printed out a promise that God makes us in the Bible, and I've got lots of these. You can come and get one of them from me at the end of the service. Might you learn that this week? And if we want others to praise God too, well, we need to introduce them to Jesus. So let me ask again, as September rolls around again, how might we do that? How are you going to do that? Might you invite someone else from school to come with you to Hotshots each week? Might we find a way to tell a friend or a colleague or another mum at the school gate just something that we've been learning from Luke's Gospel? Might we even invite them to come along with us on a Sunday or to Christianity Explored? Because Psalm 117 says that everyone, everywhere should praise God because of his lavish love and permanent promises in Jesus. So what are we going to do about it? Are we going to praise him? And are we going to praise him to others so that they can praise him as well? Tim, back to you.
Thank you so much, Mark, and thank you.